metaphysical question. To the best of my understanding, objectivism holds that we live in a predictable clockwork reality and rejects dualism. Does this mean that our material brains comprise our entire consciousness? And doesn't that mean there is no free will? No, objectivists are not dualists, you're right in that, in the Platonic definition of two worlds opposed to each other. But that does not make us monists either. Monist meaning there's only one entity and everything has to be subsumed under that entity. For instance, everything is matter, and that's materialism. Consciousness is an illusion, or everything is consciousness, and therefore matter is just a content of consciousness. That's the idealist. Both of those are wrong because the perceivable facts are there is matter, and there is the faculty of perceiving it. There is what you get by extrospection and what you get by introspection. Now, you can call that dualism. There's two, but they're integrated in living organisms. They are not opposed to each other. And they obviously have different characteristics. You can drop a ball like Galileo did, and gravity will pull it down, but you can't drop your mind. A consciousness of a certain level can introspect, but a stone cannot. I mean, you have a huge list of different attributes. So you cannot subsume one under the other and say it doesn't exist. And one of the attributes of consciousness is free will.